Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I've been receiving a lot of positive feedback on our 7 Deadly Sins of Honesty in Sales based on our book, Honesty Sells, and thought that we should finish up by looking at sins 4, 5, 6, and 7. Sin number 4, believing in the adage, nothing is personal, it's just business. Big mistake. Successful sales professionals will tell you that in business, everything is personal. People buy from people they like. It's true. In essence, when a client chooses one salesperson over another or one company over another, what they're saying is that, all things being equal, they like one person better than the other. They trust one person more than the other. Great sales records are built on likability. Likability is personal. Establishing and maintaining a great personal rapport is how you build trust between yourself and your clients. All business is personal. Sin number 5. Relying on a low-hanging fruit strategy to hit your targets. Beware of this common trap that ensnarls many salespeople. Encouraged by successive quarters of chart-topping sales, it can be tempting to hit the cruise control button, sit back, and rely on an existing client list to maintain sales. In fact, the most dangerous period a company faces is the one right after a record-breaking quarter. It's not enough to just keep picking the low-hanging fruit. As everyone has to be reminded of over the last few years, markets go up and they go down. Therefore, you must keep your sales machinery in top working order at all times, and you must be looking for new business instead of just existing business. There's a fine balance. Sin number 6, treating any prospective sale as if it's a sure thing. Remember Benjamin Franklin's sage advice, nothing is certain in this world other than death and taxes. In sales, no matter how great a particular prospect may look to you, things can change in a hurry. Even after a contract is signed, a sale can still fall through. I personally once saw a $60,000 order vanish into thin air when a tornado destroyed the headquarters of my prospect. While the contract was still being finalized by the legal team, they found the paperwork about 3 miles away. In sales, the most volatile time is between when you receive the verbal go-ahead from a prospect and when the contract is actually signed and received. That's when anything can happen, from tornadoes to acquisitions to bankruptcies. So count your deals only as 100% in your pipeline once you've received a signed contract and a purchase order. Sin number 7, our last one, and one of my favorites. Sin number 7 is adopting an under-promise, over-deliver strategy. I am not a fan of the supposedly tried-and-true customer relations strategy of managing expectations and then delivering results that exceed those expectations. It simply sends the wrong message to clients. Think about it. If you make it a habit of under-promising and over-delivering, then you have to do this every time you do business with that client. Eventually, that person is going to expect it from you. If you're unable to exceed those expectations even once, then your credibility is damaged. When dealing with a client, it's better to be specific about what you're going to do and deliver on that promise. Remember that people buy from people they like and they trust. Trust is built by demonstrating consistent behavior over a period of time. And it's that consistency that makes buyers believe in your honesty and integrity as a salesperson. I hope you've enjoyed these 2 podcasts on the 7 deadly sins of sales and how to avoid them. Make sure you review them consistently so that you or your team don't fall into any of these traps.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.